old what's her name? Big Baby? That's where I expect you
to
jump
the
right
number,
in.
The number four horse, unlimited budget.
Unlimited
out of the four hole. Wow. Out of the four hole.
Unlimited budget, also known as Bill Vickery's girlfriend wannabe.
Unlimited budget.
That is the place to be. Yep. Bill, I need another pair of Manolo Blahniks.
Nope.
That's okay, honey. Help yourself.
Nope.
Old not gonna old get... Uncle Billy will take care of
that's
it.
That's the old Bill.
Put it on
the new Bill.
New Bill doesn't do that?
New Bill, no.
New
cut
Bill's
off.
On a limited budget.
New Bill is like, look, had enough of this, ladies. No more with the Blahniks and the Christian Louboutins.
Let you get a fancy pair of flip-flops, call it a day. Hey, listen, here's the deal, Justin Lewis.
Ladies, nothing to see here.
Honey, your mom's not listening to this show, and if she was, she'd be very disappointed in Bill Vickery and his continuous references to playoffs and two holes.
Two holes.
But I do know this. She is going to be looking for something nice on Mother's Day, which apparently is also her birthday or close to it.
Near on the 10th, yeah.
Well,
always close, always a two-for-one.
It's like being born on Christmas. What a bummer. I mean, except for Jesus, but I mean, you know, anyway, for everybody else. Our old co-worker Lenny Blackstone, she would mandate, absolutely not, do not try to get me a birthday present and a Christmas present on the same present. But anyway, you could probably double up for Mom. Okay, here's what you can do. You go to berries.com, berries.com, okay? You click on the microphone, you type in zone, and then you are going to get not only giant freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99, it's over 40% savings, but you can also get double the berries for just $10 more. It is such a deal. You are going to make Mom so proud of you.
There you go.
And she's really going to appreciate it. All you got to do is go to berries.com or call 866-FRUIT-02. Bill Vickery loves that number. He's got to memorize it. 866-FRUIT-02. You got to hurry, though. The offer ends today. So in between making all these fabulous picks here, in fact, you can pay for your Mother's Day present today while you're at Oaklawn. But money well spent, my friend. $19.99 for the berries and $10 more. You can double the berries. So you can say, hey, Mom, I doubled the berries, so it's both your Mother's Day present and your birthday present. Have a great weekend.
Boom. Shakalaka.
Thank you. Exactly.
Okay, you kind of went with the Long Island little.
What did I say?
Hey, you doubled the berries. And you went that way.
Did I say it like
you
that?
You went that way
I
naturally.
Need to say it like
organically.
That.
Organically.
You know what time it is, don't you? It's 12:33.
It's
time for the Zone Rewind.
Now it's time to look back. It's the best interview and show moments of the week. It's the Zone Rewind.
Well, on Monday, we were out at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We sure were. It was a good time. Good time.
Yeah.
We talked to Nile Davis. He is a former Arkansas running back. He was taken in the third round to the surprise of many, including one Nile Davis.
Yes.
So, but they started to come off in the second round, so, you know, got a little more excited. But still wasn't expecting, you know, third round. But, you know, especially, you know, when my name was called, I didn't expect it was Kansas City. I was expecting Dallas and the New York Jets. So that's who I've been keeping in contact with. And, you know, my phone just rang, and I couldn't believe it. And the GM for the Kansas City Chiefs on the phone was just like, you know, you want to be a Chief? And I was like, of course I want to be a Chief. You know, I want to be a Chief. You know, that's how I win. And I went and told my family. They got to see it on the TV, and, you know, the house just erupted. Just, you know, kind of just the class, the guys that's coming in. Got a chance to talk to Jamal Charles, you know, he welcomed me in. The day I got drafted, kind of chopped up with him. Got, you know, talked to the running back coach. They sent me a playbook. You know, I'll be down there in 2 weeks, you know, for mini camp. So, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm in the process of getting ready to get all my stuff together to get to Kansas City. I'm going to continue to work out here in Houston, and then I'm going to fly down to Kansas City on the 9th.
Well, looks like he could use a cup of coffee.
Well, Nile was probably worn out from celebrating all day Sunday.
Yes.
From his draft pick on Friday, I guess.
Runs a lot faster than speaks.
It was early in the morning. He was probably just waking up. Yeah, enjoy those
baller.
Well, you know what you got to do, what you got to do. The big news this week, of course, was Jason Collins. Jason Collins, I don't even want to call him a current NBA player because he's not on a team. And with his stats, his career stats, under 4 points a game.
Anyway, he's
under four rebounds a game.
10 years he's been in the league? 12 years?
He's been a lot longer than he should have with
Journeyman.
The numbers he's put up, he's been there a lot longer than he should have been. His brother was bounced out of the league 2 years ago. But it was all the conversation this week. Chris Broussard, ESPN analyst, not necessarily a huge fan of Jason Collins coming out. Charles Barkley spoke out in defense of Jason Collins this week. We'll play those back-to-back.
Personally, I don't believe that you can live an openly homosexual lifestyle or an openly premarital sex between heterosexuals. If you're openly living that type of lifestyle, then the Bible says you know them by their fruits. It says that, you know, that's a sin. And if you're openly living in unrepentant sin, whatever it may be, not just homosexuality, adultery, fornication, premarital sex between heterosexuals, whatever it may be, I believe that's walking in open rebellion to God and to Jesus Christ. So I would not characterize that person as a Christian because I don't think the Bible would characterize him as a Christian.
Well, I think it's a unique situation because he's obviously on the downside of his career. I don't think we can read anything into it as part of our NBA family. Our NBA family has always been acceptance, Ernie. I think his situation is unique. He only averaged a couple points a game. He's an older guy. I don't even know if he would have been re-signed anyway. So I think it's a little bit unfair for people to read the quote-unquote the tea leaves. But Ernie, let me tell you something. Doc Rivers had a great tweet today. Players are going to be a lot more accepting than the public is. We've all played with gay players. I think the one thing I want to come out of this conversation, though, to be honest with you, is some people is not going to like this. I think they should have the right to express that. We should not crucify them. I disagree with them, and it's all right to disagree. But we live in this thing right now where anybody who comes out against us is going to be crucified, and I think that's unfair.
I'm just going to say this.
Yeah, yeah.
Charles Barkley should run for office because at the same time he defended Jason Collins being public and honest, he also at the same time defended Chris Broussard, two guys who were diametrically opposed in their positions there. So it was that's how good Charles Barkley is. I mean, the guy should run for office. He is the man.
Well, maybe not run for office. But
Charles Barkley should run for office. I would vote for him tomorrow. You telling me you couldn't get him to a governorship somewhere?
The wisdom of Solomon there. I don't know that Chuckles would really want to put up with.
He brought us.
If he's had a long day and he's... He's going to his last chicken dinner for the night.
He threatened
to shake hands with a lot of folks.
He threatened a few years ago to run for governor of Alabama.
He's always for a long time as a Republican.
And I said, I asked Joe Klein a while back. I said, do you think he could become? He will actually run because actually that was a few years ago,
right.
And he had to be a resident for seven years.
7 years, yeah.
And it would actually make him eligible next year, I believe.
Yes.
So I asked Klein. I said, well, now that he's eligible, you think he'll actually do it? And he said, if he's governor of Alabama, then I'm going to be governor of Arkansas, which I think is also a great idea.
Let's start the campaign
right now. Joe Klein, BB's hanging it up. Let's put Klein in there.
Yep.
Put Barkley in over there at Alabama. They can do more good.
Put the big fella in the governor's mansion.
I'm in.
What about Barkley as a coach, though? People brought that up for that maybe a Sixers vacancy.
I'm much more interested in him as a governor.
I think Charles Barkley is at a point in his career where his job is to be Charles Barkley.
Right. He's really good at that.
And so that's what he does. When you go become a coach or a politician, you actually have to go to work.
That's true.
You have to do stuff.
And for Klein, who's not afraid of work, you will have to get all the ceilings and doorways raised at the governor's mansion.
Right, exactly.
It would be very expensive.
He'd
have to go live in the triple wide that Huckabee lived in while they were renovating last time.
He'd be out there and just extend the bed.
All right, I don't want to belabor this, so we'll move on to another topic. Somebody who I don't want to run for office, in fact, somebody who I don't ever want to hear from again, is a guy by the name of Pitbull. He is the least talented.
Oh, the rapper?
I guess if you want to call him
the hip-hop superstar?
He's the guy who takes, here's a line. Come see us at Landers Ford, we will not be undersold. He takes that line, says it over and over again, over a funky beat, gets paid a lot of money for it.
Kind of like the Sunday Buzz.
He loves Dr. Pepper.
Listen to me.
Miami!
I have coughed up things that have more talent.
Wow.
I have had phlegm.
You've come out of the
two
holes.
That has more talent than Pitbull. This is the least talented guy in the world of entertainment today.
Why all the hate?
Because you know what? Because the emperor has no clothes and somebody's got to point it out.
You've got to tell Pitbull that he's naked.
Yes. As gross as that thought is, he is so disgusting. I had a debate with Phil Elson about it. He likes to push my buttons. He knows I hate Pitbull, and so he brought him up this week just to try to get me going.
Remix.
You know what I want to hear when I'm working out? is anything by Pitbull.
Shut up.
That's what I want to listen to.
That's dumb. I know that's stupid.
I want fist pumping, you know.
You know what Pitbull makes me want to do?
Stamping music.
Pitbull makes me not want to work out or drink Bud Light for that matter. Pitbull makes me want to stick my head in a wood chipper so I can no longer hear Pitbull. That's right. I'd actually rather have my throat ripped out by an actual Pitbull than be forced to listen to any more Pitbull.
Rather clean all the bathrooms in Grand Central Station with your tongue?
I would rather clip every Pitbull in America's toenails with my teeth than listen to one more second of Pitbull.
Yeah, to jump into a swimming pool filled with double-edged razor blades?
I would literally rather walk into work every day, open the door to the office, and have somebody kick me in the Verizhou with a steel-toe boot every morning.
Wow.
Then listen to one more second of Pitbull.
You will not be on the remix.
Fingers smashed in a door over and over again and again and again and again.
I would rather be forced.
Where does this
to wear a blindfold?
Who wakes up with his hate in their soul?
Across 6:30.
Now that I would pay to watch
during rush hour. Then listen to one more second of Pitbull. Don't you guys step on my hatred of Pitbull?
What? Okay.
Cartwheels first, across 6:30.
Two things dawned on me during that whole thing. One, you go to some dark places, my friend.
I got a lot of issues.
I'm putting him on the prayer list for sure.
You need to talk to someone from time to time.
I'm talking to you.
Well, but I'm just professional. Not me.
You're professional something.
I'm a professional something.
BSer.
Second thing is, it's join me.
Join me in shunning Bud Light until they kick Pitbull to the curb.
Why the... This is...
Bud Light, there are literally thousands of entertainers you could choose to pitch your product ahead of Pitbull.
Maybe they like Pitbull. Maybe they like, you know, maybe. What's his real name?
I would rather drink the sweat off of a Pitbull than listen to any more Pitbull.
If he goes on the Today Show, does Matt Lauer say, Mr. Bull, good morning? I mean, how do you address Pitbull?
Armando Perez is his real name.
Armando!
Little less menacing.
Back to the, let's flip script.
Should go NBA?
There's more.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. Steph Curry. It's more Charles Barkley, though. You'll actually find it entertaining, much to Jason Peterson's chagrin. And let me say for the record, screw you, Jason Peterson.
Oh, Jason Peterson.
Steph Curry and the Warriors recently lost the game. They did win the series last night, though, by the way. Mm-hmm. But he was walking off the court, and one of these fake tough guys made a comment to Steph Curry. Steph Curry didn't like it, so he turned around and got in the guy's face. It was all the narration of said incident, though, was even better by Kenny the Jet and Charles Barkley, who discussed it on TNT.
Hey, what you say? Hey, watch your mouth, Nat. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. I'm sorry. I didn't say nothing. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. Oh, get out of here, you bum. Right. Now you're tough.
That's one of my rules.
That wasn't the only post-game talking.
I believe that you should always be able to go and grab one fan out the stands and beat the hell out of them.
Stop. Coors Light, cold,
a year,
hard
you get
facts.
One a year?
No, you get one a game.
One a game?
One a game.
I thought you meant one a year. Much improved.
I like Charles's rule. He lived by that rule back in his playing days.
This guy is the worst because he's the guy that says something, then you turn around and call him out, and he's like, whoa, what? Then he starts walking away, and he goes, yeah, that's right.
Right. Yeah. And you know he's got those are really good seats down there that low.
Oh yeah,
you know.
So Kenny's narration was right on.
Yes,
it was so funny watching the video.
That guy's
Jason Terry, self promoter, talking about himself after the game. He didn't quite go third person, but it was close.
Jason Terry knows a lot about Jason Terry.
I'm a 14-year veteran. If you don't know who I am by now, you will after this series is over with.
He's so annoying. I don't like him.
A little contradictory. I'm a 14-year veteran. I mean, to then have to explain yourself.
I would say if you don't know me by now, you probably never will. He's got an NBA ring already. He's got a championship ring.
With Dallas, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm over him. I like him a lot more than Pitbull, but I don't like him very much.
I can say that you've got to let go of the Pitbull.
Raymond Felton. He's the other guy, much like Zeebo. He looks like the guy that lives down the street.
Big
a guy that you might run into at the corner bar. A guy that you see wheeling your trash can out to the curb.
Yep.
He does not look like an NBA player. Right. Raymond Felton looks like he's on a two-pizza diet.
No,
I mean, the guy is—he just looks like an everyman.
Exactly.
But the dude can ball. He is part of a Knicks team that is in no way likable, but highly entertaining.
What'd you guys think about the funeral?
Bad.
Wearing all black.
Horrible.
We talked about earlier in the show. He talked about the scuffle, which, again, there has been plenty of classlessness if that's a word, to go around between the Celtics and the Knicks. And they will get it on tonight, and I'll be tuned in.
Just some words.
What happened in the fight, Raymond?
That's a game of basketball. It happens. When things, when you're in the playoffs, things get intense sometimes. A lot of words to be said. Nothing serious.
Tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios.
Right. He goes to the cachet. He goes to the cachet. Well, that's a game of basketball. Actually, no, that's not. That's a totally different game.
It's not in any way the same game.
That's why Charles Barkley is so funny, because he actually says something and he rarely goes to the cliche book.
We are cliche ridden. We are up against it here on this break, so we're going to play one more clip and then take our final time out of the day from Oaklawn Park. It is Dick Girardi of the Philadelphia Daily News talking about Golden Sense, which is Rick Pitino's horse.
Okay.
It's actually ridden by Kevin Kricker, who is a story in his own right.
That sounds like
so. You have all kinds of great storylines with Golden Sense, and here was Dick Girardi, his thoughts on Rick Pitino's horse.
Yeah, she was. It was a really nice piece by Bob Simon on Sunday on 60 Minutes. Gave Rosie like 13 minutes. Now she's going to ride My Loot, who is second in the Louisiana Derby, and no woman has ever won the Kentucky Derby, and she's come as close as anybody. She finished on Pants on Fire, I think, seventh a couple of years ago. She was actually riding Shanghai Bobby, who was last year's two-year-old champion for Fletcher. Looked like he'd have a real chance, but then he got hurt. He's out of there. But, yeah, she'll ride My Loot, and she just dominated the Fairgrounds meet down in New Orleans again until she just got passed the last week by Joel Rosario. She had more winners than any jockey, male or female, in the country in 2013.
All right, we'll just take my word on that, but that was actually discussed as well. That was actually a clip about Rosie Napravnik, who, again, female jockey, never won the Kentucky Derby, another story in its own right. All kinds of great sub-stories in the Kentucky Derby. Oh, and by the way, it's also one of the most exciting sporting events in the whole wide world.
Mm-hmm.
So
this year's is just so wide open, I think, is what makes it so exciting.
Right. Todd Pletcher's going to need a day off after this weekend with 4 in the Oaks and 5 in the Derby, but of course, he's got to get all these horses ready for the Preakness in not-too-distant future.
Baffert's not going to have any horses in the Derby.
That is bizarro world. I mean, how much, if somebody would have given you 100-1 odds, would you have taken that at the start of the season?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Crazy.
Last year, I remember Bodemeister, which won the Arkansas Derby. I put $100 to win on it. I thought it was the surest bet I've ever made in my life. Went off, I think, 4-1 in the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah,
I thought
close.
I was going to be walking out of here with $400 or $500, and that hair. Oh.
The only thing that's for sure, nothing's for sure. That's what's so fun about horse racing.
And you got Doug O'Neill back, too, coming off a Derby win last year. That guy's still under the radar. He's a big California guy. Everybody just kind of misses out on him. He's back this year looking to make another big spark.
I don't like him. I don't.
You don't?
I don't think he plays fair. That's because he beat my horse.
Sorry.
Bitter till the end.
Boy, why don't you just call him Pitbull already?
This show has taken a turn.
You're the lovingest guy on this show, Bill.
How about that?
Sad.
Does Justin not look like Shia LaBeouf?
A little bit, yeah.
I get Jimmy Fallon every now and then.
I hate Shia LaBeouf, though. I love Justin Lewis. You do a little bit.
Hey, I can see that.
Here's the deal. Let's go back to the Pitino thing. Dwayne Lucas commented this week. Somebody asked him about Golden Sense, and he goes, I think the quote was, who the heck even knows what percentage of owner he is in Golden Sense?
Right.
I mean, he could be one of 20 owners.
He's 5%.
But the storyline is it's Pitino's horse.
Well, yeah, I mean, because he's famous.
5%.
I mean,
let's all pitch in a grand and buy a horse so we can all say, oh, that's Acree's horse.
There's only one problem with that. None of us are famous. See? There's where your argument's flawed, Justin. Pretty good other than that. Get to Landers Ford. That's a safe bet, my friend. Savings like never before. Interest as low as 0%. Striving to be your car truck dealer for life, get out there and see why so many people from across the state keep coming and buying cars from my friends at Landers Ford, part of the original Landers stores in Benton, Arkansas. Again, if you're coming from central Arkansas, Little Rock area, heading down here to Oaklawn, you'll be driving right by, so pop off and get yourself a great deal along the way. 501-315